This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, how should companies address consumer fatigue? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Frida, let's look at the poll.
Okay, so with more humorous marketing at 39.2%, more targeted marketing at 30.4%, less marketing at 24.1%, and others, right? Tell us what. We can go through some of the comments as well.
Yeah, sure.
We've got here from Chief Tat, more marketing that supports good community wellness. Great.
Okay.
Stop shopping and start playing sport.
Says the little sports Jedi.
All right.
Yes, expected of the sports Jedi.
Leo Liao, good suggestion. Emphasize more on ESG and value creation for community rather than in-your-face marketing. Consumers are getting smarter. And the last thing a consumer wants is watching an ad a million times on TV or YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, I'm saying this like...
Back in the day
where we used to have all these really cheesy ads that play over and over and over again. But, you know, until today, you still remember some of those brands.
This is on TV, is it?
TV, on radio as well.
Okay.
Yeah. A certain national car maker sticks out in my mind right now because...
The Whisper is coming back.
Yes, the Whisper will be back. Yeah, starting next week. It's back already?
Yes, I've heard it already.
Yes.
Because you got to make sure you get your supplies of dates.
Yes, exactly.
In case you're wondering what the Whisper is all about.
Yes, we are asking you, how should companies address consumer fatigue? You know, give us your creative suggestions. We're waiting on those. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Now we have a story about how major tech companies have set their net zero goals. Right.
So of the 10 largest U.S. companies by market value, only 4 have announced plans to reduce emissions to net zero by 2050. Of course, going by wealth, they're all tech giants.
Of course.
The 4 companies are Apple, Microsoft, Amazon and Facebook. However, Alphabet Inc.'s Google claims have already achieved the target, saying it's been fully offsetting its emissions since 2007. The other 5 companies in the Big Ten, JP Morgan Chase & Co., Johnson & Johnson, Walmart Inc., MasterCard Inc. and Bank of America Corp. all pledged to fully offset their Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions, which come directly from their own operations, but not their Scope 3 emissions, those emitted by suppliers and users of their products.
Yes. Now, Bloomberg has rolled out a new research tool showing which of the 400 biggest corporations in heavy-emitting industries have declared a net-zero emissions target and which haven't. Scores are assigned based on how substantial those corporate goals truly are. For example, Microsoft ranked the highest among the 10 biggest U.S. companies, while Johnson & Johnson was actually the lowest. Now, according to Kyle Harrison, a Bloomberg analyst who focuses on corporate sustainability, he said the strongest net zero targets, like the one set by Microsoft, go beyond a company's own operations and addresses its broader impact on climate and the society. These targets also have ambitious, quantifiable interim targets, which instill confidence in investors and other stakeholders.
All right. Here's a company that has been in the news lately for various reasons. So the 400 companies in the BNEF net zero tool, AstraZeneca PLC are the highest score at the end of March.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical company has pledged to go carbon negative across its entire value chain and set a series of targets to help guide strategy and achieve its goals in 2030.
Yes. So here's how this scoring system works. Companies are graded on 13 different metrics related to their stated net zero goal, ultimately receiving a mark of between 0 and 10. It's a 1 to 10 scale. Companies are analyzed specifically on the ambition and legitimacy of their announced targets. The companies that score the highest are those that are addressing emissions across their entire business, like Frida, you mentioned earlier, Scope 1, Scope 2, and Scope 3 emissions. Mm-hmm. And companies that set interim goals have target years prior to 2050 or pledge to go beyond zero, setting a carbon negative target or equivalent, also earn high marks.
Of course, promising to achieve net zero targets is one thing. Actually, doing it is a whole other issue.
Is,
and the way in which many companies want to achieve these goals by purchasing carbon offsets is increasingly being seen as yet another form of greenwashing.
So there's no doubt that the challenge ahead is enormous. Together, the 10 biggest U.S. companies will need to have reduced or offset their combined annual emissions by 129 million tons of carbon dioxide, or the equivalent, by the year 2050. So to put that number in perspective, That's equal to the annual emissions of the country of Philippines.
Wow. So the hurdle is much higher for fossil fuel companies since they're in the business of selling products that, when used as intended, accelerate global warming.
Yeah.
The 18 largest oil companies that have net zero goals will have to lower their collective emissions by 3.3 billion tons annually in 2050 to achieve their commitments.
That's billion tons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no group of companies faces a more daunting task to hit their zero net their net zero targets than oil and gas producers that include full scope 3 emissions in their goals. We're talking about Royal Dutch Shell, NESPA, Equinor, Repsol. They're among the European majors that have set such objectives, while Occidental Petroleum Corp is the only US major with such a target. Yeah, but you know, I'm just encouraged by the fact that I remember reading about this a couple of years back, you know, and that they're all beginning to set their net zero targets, right? And that is promising. But for me, scope 3 is where the
right.
big hurdle is, you know.
Right.
I mean, to do things within your own corporation, something that most companies have already started, but to go beyond your corporation and how your suppliers, your clients, your customers, and how they are affecting the environment and carbon emissions as well. It's like,
right.
That is the big...
And I guess like with the likes of Microsoft, right? You set that vision, right? You set the vision, of course, of doing it and not stop short of just your organization, but setting a vision and probably getting the know-how along the way, right, is more important. If you don't even set that vision, you don't even aim to you know... Because you do have a role to play in the community. If you are taking business from the community, making money from the community, you also have a role to play to change things.
Yeah, to give back. Of course, we're asking you on the show today about consumer fatigue and how companies should address this. Should they alter their marketing strategies? Should they try and incorporate more humor? And we heard earlier from Andrew from Fisherman Integrated. Fisherman Digital, about how, you know, empathy is the word when it comes to marketing during this pandemic. We're asking you, how should companies address consumer fatigue? What are your thoughts, Frida? Do we have any messages on WhatsApp?
None at all.
Really? Mm-hmm. Very quiet on WhatsApp. Mm. Frida is waiting patiently for you. We do have a couple of messages to read on Instagram. We'll get to that in just a bit. When we come back, we'll do that. We'll wrap up our poll and we'll do that story about how there's been a spike in billionaires even over the last year. All that and more coming up after Sick Love by Red Hot Chili Peppers. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.